Vice Admiral David Dunaway, NAVAIR's commander, sees several problems with the Navy currently buys technology, but among the cost centers he wants to drive out of the process is what he calls the stranglehold of proprietary systems that add cost without necessarily adding value. So, among the changes he says he's pushing, a move to open architectures and modular systems, a system of systems viewpoint to the way the Navy buys new technology, and an end to the practice of outsourcing the responsibility to integrate complex systems.
The world is changing out there in front of us right now, and we have been cash-strapped for a long time, and what we've used in that cash-strapped environment is the sell-off of tails that we had planned to buy in the future, tails being aircraft. And we have taken those tails and used them to fund overrun programs or readiness when we need it. And the dirty little secret is our future of tails is running out. We are largely recapitalized in naval aviation, and we don't have those tails to go to when we need money to make execution happen. We are at a point now where we are going to have to do things differently.
One way to do things differently, Dunaway says, is to stop acquiring new military technology items without first thinking through how they will fit in with every other piece of equipment the Navy has already fielded. To tackle that problem, he says NAVAIR is creating a horizontal approach to engineering to make sure it treats the systems it buys as part of an integrated warfighting capability.
The weapon system is not an AMRAAM or an F-18 or an E-2. The weapon system is the carrier strike group. The weapon system is the air wing. We don't fight as individuals. We fight as the package, and the package has got to work together. Money comes to us vertically through individual stovepipe programs. Warfighters have to put those individual platform, weapon, network, and sensors together into a capability. There is absolutely no reason that we should not be engineering that way within our systems commands and how we provide that capability to warfighter. Nothing is more frustrating to them than to get a brand new piece of equipment, great capability in that individual component that doesn't connect to the network, that doesn't connect to the tracking, to the targeting, to the in-game energetic. It doesn't connect, and so now they have to do miraculous things as a warfighter to try and pull it all together.
Dunaway says it's also time for NAVAIR to take over the responsibility to serve as its own lead systems integrator for many of the acquisition portfolios it manages, a function he says has too often been contracted out to private firms, and something he says the Navy needs to do itself if it's going to meet his goal of horizontal engineering.
It's very difficult for an individual corporate entity to do that because of proprietary boundaries. It is essential, in my view, that the government take some of these very important tech standards and tech authorities and pull them back into the government and control them so that we can, in fact, get the considerable intellectual capacity of our industry to plug into a common tech standard. This goes to things like open architecture, modularity, plug and play. We all talk about it, and I've got to tell you, in the past, it's been probably a little bit of a bridge too far, but the technology is here today, and we're going to pay very close attention to making sure that we, in fact, are being good stewards of the taxpayers' dollar and good capability integrators. But I got to tell you, you know, I look at NAVAIR, and we've integrated over 20 EOIR sensors in a point-to-point proprietary fashion over the last 10 years. And that's just crazy. That's money that's lost to the system, and we've got to quit spending the money that way. That should be an open architecture, clearly a plug-and-play, minor integration effort for every new EOIR sensor or technical upgrade to that EOIR sensor.
Dunaway says NAVAIR doesn't intend to take over responsibility for every technology standard. He says there's a careful balance between the government assuming its proper role in that arena and inadvertently driving out private sector innovation. He says he intends to work with industry to find that balance point, but he believes the government as systems integrator approach will ultimately make life easier for vendors as well.
Largely what's happened in the past is we have ceded standards to industry that's hard for industry to manage. I mean, you look at a combat system on a ship, that's a multitude of different organizations trying to come together in order to make a warfighting capability happen. Same thing in an airplane, certainly same thing in an air wing. You've got a Northrop Grumman E-2, a Boeing F-18, you're going to have a Lockheed JSF. All these airplanes have to come together in order to create an integrated fire control solution. That's complicated. That's something that the United States government needs to take in as a standard and control. And I think that our industry partners are going to be relieved. In the long run, they're going to be relieved that they're not trying to work across these proprietary boundaries because it's just plain awkward. It's just plain awkward and difficult. So it'll take a lot of communication back and forth. It does impact revenue streams as money flows through the system. And I want to be very careful about that because I have a huge, tremendous respect and value in our industry partners. But some of this has got to change or we're not going to be able to afford our future.
Dunaway says NAVAIR is also working internally to overhaul its own systems engineering processes. He says the current regime works extremely well in that it turns out high-end, capable, airworthy systems, but it also costs far more than it should and takes too long.
So we're working real hard with on our individual processes to get out of the monolithic, big, circular, serial process that takes a very long time to execute. And we're trying to collapse ourselves down to many smaller circle closed loop, very much like agile software, but agile engineering approach to the systems engineering process. We're going to capitalize on modern digital environments, and we're going to make what used to be a year-long PDR process down to months. And we've just recently exercised this on UCLASS, where we did four PDR-like executions at one time in a seven-month period, and it normally taken us 9 months to do one. This collapse process takes time out of the system, and time is money, and that's the money that we don't need to spend so that we can afford our future. So we're going to pay real close attention to our engineering processes.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.